Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. His love, grace, mercy, favor, his outstretched arm, his mighty hand on us, just the finger of God. His word, his only begotten son, dying for our sins, just everything. Amen. There's countless of things the Lord has done for us that we can't even keep count of or track of. That's just how amazing he is. And he's still doing it to this day. He does it forevermore. Amen. So we trust an excellent God, people. Got to walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith, people. Just know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Always keep that to yourself. Always remind yourself of that. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. Brothers and sisters of the faith, all four corners of the earth, I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. And let us always uplift each other in Christ and always encourage each other in the Lord. All right, prayers up for all four corners of the earth people, okay? All prayers up, y'all. Prayers up. Yes, yes. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All kindreds, let everything praise God. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise him. All the animals, all the beasts, all the creatures, all the fish in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the trees, all the plants. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's gather. Let's sing a new song. Let's clap our hands, stomp our feet. Rejoice, praise, play an instrument, dance, sing a new song, people. Cry out to him, worship in spirit of truth, and serve him with gladness and joy. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father, our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back for a people who are ready to go, spotless, blameless. Yes, yes. Let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oil, people. All right, let's be washed up by the water through the word. Be washed up by the water by the word, people. Let's be presentable before the Lord. We are all given an account. So let us all do the Great Commission, people. Let's all do his will. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get closer to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel, obey the law, statutes, and commandments, and obey all of God's word. Amen. Anything the Most High told you personally for your personal life, whether it comes to your calling, your purpose, your gifts, your talent, your assignment, whatever, handle that. Amen. Obey that. Honor that. Respect that as well. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So I hope that you all had a blessed day, and you guys have a blessed week as well. You take it one day at a time, all right? Now, today's message, I want to read this commentary within the book of Judges, okay? This is the first commentary within the book of Judges, all right? So we will go through this commentary, based on accessing the power of God, all right? Walking in the power of God, embracing the power of God, amen? Giving him all the glory for it and letting the Lord really use us, amen? And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Yes, y'all, God is magnificent, amen? Today's Bible reading, the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 1 through 40. Recommended reading, the book of Exodus, chapter 3 through chapter 4. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7. And also the book of James, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. The title of this commentary is Access the Power of God. Chances are you need God's strength for some area of your life. We all do, and God already knows that. In fact, as God looks at you right now, sitting there reading this book, what does he see? Does he see someone who's timid, fearful, and paralyzed? Someone who's buckling under the weight of life? Someone who's routinely caves into temptations? Someone who's unable to summon the courage to do what's right or who feels too weak to stop from doing what's wrong? Someone whose faith God is registering dangerously near empty? What does God see when he looks at you? Hold on a second. Don't answer too fast. First, let me tell you a story. It's about someone who is the weakest member of a faithless family living on the wrong side of the tracks. He had a tentative and doubt-filled personality. His name was Gideon. One day, an angel appeared to him, and guess how he greeted this quivering coward? He could have called out, "Hey, you yellow-bellied chicken," or "Hey, you with the flimsy spine." But instead, the angel said something entirely unexpected. He declared, "Hey, Gideon, you mighty warrior." Why did he call him that? Because God was able to see Gideon not only for what he was, but for what he could become. If he accessed the power of God, with that, God knew Gideon had the potential to develop into a difference maker who acted out of courage and boldness. In the end, Gideon did receive God's strength. Even though he stumbled occasionally, he went on to achieve great things for God, and his name has lived through the centuries to this very day. So let me rephrase my question. As God looks at you sitting there right now, what might he call out to you? How about, "Hey, you difference maker," or "Hey, you kingdom builder," or "Hey, you great man of character, you great woman of character," or "Hey, you tremendous parent," or "Hey, you with the inspiring faith," or "Hey, you pillar of strength," or "Hey, you model of virtue," or "Hey, you modern day Gideon." Think for a moment. Imagine what you might become if you lean on the strength of God instead of your own. Go ahead, consider the possibilities. You can be sure of this. God already has. Amen. Quote unquote, Lee Strobel. Things to take away from the commentary. How might you describe yourself in present state? How does it make you feel to know that God sees us not only for what we are, but also for what we can be through his power, what we can become? What can you do to help yourself lean on the strength of God? Amen. People have to stop walking around with doubt, insecurity, worry, and a lack of faith, people. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are made in his image and likeness. He is the consuming fire, and there is fire shut up in our bones about the Heavenly Father. Amen. We have his word, his fire, his spirit, his light, all inside of us. When we are obedient, it's activated, people. Amen. Faith and obedience are best friends, people. Man, you can see so much great things happen in your life when your faith is really in God, man, and you fully trust in him and walk in his words, man, for real. We are so powerful beyond measure, people, but it's through God. It's God who gives the strength and the power, amen? So we have to constantly live by that from now on, amen? From now on, we have to keep walking in the power of God, keep walking in miracles, signs, and wonders from now on, because we cannot stop walking around all faithless and doubtful and insecure and all that. God, stop living in flesh and thinking how the world thinks, amen? So that's the commentary for today, all right? Now, what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Come on, y'all. Spiritual warfare, wartime, people. Come on, men of valor, women of valor. Where y'all at? Come on, come on. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All glory to the Lord of hosts. Amen. Yes, yes, the God of heaven and earth. Most definitely. Praise the Lord, y'all. Yes, he's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Yes, he's the God of Israel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His son is excellent. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. the Advocate, the Almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the leader and commander, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my savior, the Lord is my buckler. Most definitely, the Lord our God is one, there's no other like him. Best believe that, y'all. Praise him. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha Yehusha Yeshua Ahaya Shaya, yes, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, most definitely the consuming fire. He is the Father of lights. He is the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Most definitely walk in that power of God. Best believe that. He is rewarded to those who seek him diligently. Faith is what pleases him, people. Walk by faith and not by sight. Have mustard seed faith. Faith without works is dead. Call on him and show you great mighty things. Ask the Father. Ask him, people. In his Son's name, y'all. Do it. Cry out to him. Get what you need. Get what you need. Hallelujah. He is the provider. He is the source. He is all of that. Go to him, y'all. Go to him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah, y'all. Get what you need. Your miracle, your signs, your wonders. Get what you need from him. Hallelujah. Let's be in that obedience, y'all. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of El Shaddai. Yes, yes, the word of Adonai. Hallelujah. Praise him. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, and we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. We know his word is purifying silver, as David says. And we also know that every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. His son is excellent for dying for our sins, people. His blood cleaned up our mess. Amen. Most definitely. Tell everybody how good the Lord is, y'all. He's the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing. New revelations, new insight, new encounters, new experiences, new signs, new miracles, new wonders, new results, new good news. Yes, new movement, new scenery, new transitions, new directions, new life, new changes, new decisions, new attitude, new voice, new everything, new steps, people, new steps, new scenery. Yes, y'all, new dreams, new visions, all of that, people, renewed heart, stability, strength. God, have stability, people, stability, strength, power of God, miracles, signs, wonders, anointing, the fire of God. Whew. All of that, people, fire shut up in your bones. All of that, amen. Most definitely, you are a new, become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water into the kingdom like a child. Humble yourself. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized. Start your life over for the Most High. You turn from your ways and give your life to the Lord and live for Him forever. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us close out with this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.